Hello, this is 5 minutes the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 768. And I said to you yesterday that the centurion who met Jesus in Matthew chapter 8 said some profound things, and two things he did. He said his premium on number one, words, and number two, on what? On authority. So we continue today. Now let's go for our golden scripture from where we dig all the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1, and it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. That's why I was supposed to say, not believe in them, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we're looking at the death of Christ, and we're looking at the physical events that led to the death. We've now finished that. We're now on the revelatory. We went to Genesis, Luke chapter 1, the incarnation, and now we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. Pay attention to God's word. And I have dealt with that. And we're now in Mark 11 that says that Jesus cursed the fig tree. The disciples came back and said, Master, Master, the fig tree that he cursed us dead. And Jesus said something profound in Mark 11:23, he said, for verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Oh, we come to the day when you have whatsoever you say, whatsoever you say, you have it. Oh, hallelujah. So the centurion, the servant was sick. Jesus was going to heal. The centurion sent word, said, Master, you don't need to come here. This was a soldier. He knew about the gun and bullets. And when he saw Jesus talk, he said, this reminds me of something. How can I stand there and see the effect of words like this? Like a bullet that is released, or like an arrow that is shot, it goes that far. You mean Jesus was standing here and that guy at the end of the crowd received his sight? Wow, this one is like a bullet, it's like an arrow. So he said, his words are like an arrow, his words goes forth and does the work, and therefore he knew about words and said, Jesus, just speak your word only. Just like how I will send the arrow from here. Just speak the word. The arrow will find, it will find its target. It will go. It will do the work. I can stand there and shoot the arrow. The arrow will go that far and will do the work. So also, the words that you speak, they will do the work. So speak the word only. And then he also said, my goodness, they said that this man is not like the Pharisees, because he speaks to the devils and they obey him. He saw how Jesus said to the man with leprosy, leprosy, leave him alone. He saw how Jesus spoke and said, you spirit of blindness, leave him alone. He saw how Jesus spoke to the lunatic and said, madness, leave him alone. Ha! And they were obeying. They could not help but obey. Then it reminded him of how he, as a centurion, as a soldier, can now speak to his servants and they obey him. I'm sure somebody said, no, the way you speak to the soldiers, how come the soldiers obey you like this? I saw the guy. I saw that the guy was eating, but immediately you said, come, he left his food and ran to you. So the centurion said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come to me, speak the word, for I am a man under authority. having soldiers under me. So he said, Jesus, when I look at your rank, the devil is under you. The devil is not on top of you. The devil is under you. Oh, this is too wonderful. It's too nice. Listen, the born again believer, this is what has happened. By Jesus' death, by his burial, and by his resurrection, Jesus has put Satan under us. The work is already done over 2,000 years ago. Over 2,000 years ago, this was done. What was done? Jesus whipped the devil, beat the devil, defeated him, disarmed him, and stripped him of all his authority, every power that he had. It, the things he stole from Adam and Eve, it was taken from him. And God put him under us. Colossians 2:15 says, and having disarmed all principalities, this is what Jesus did. He disarmed the devil. He whipped the devil and brought him under us. Power has changed hands. The ranks have changed. Satan is no longer on top. He is under you. And you are supposed to know this by revelation. Listen, and here he said, oh, now I know. Satan is under me. You have to catch it by revelation. By revelation. What? Are you saying that I must dream and have a dream and Satan is under me? I must have a vision. No, 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 no. When we say revelation, we're talking about revelation knowledge. Where you listen to this, pick the Bible for yourself, go to Colossians 2:15, read it for yourself. Then you put it in your own, your lips, and begin to say it. You meditate in it, and having disarmed principalities and powers, and having disarmed, Jesus disarmed principalities, Jesus disarmed, the devil is disarmed, they are disarmed. So how come that he's able to do all? It's because we are ignorant, and we have allowed him to run roughshod over us. The devil is disarmed, he's disarmed. You sit down alone in your room and you do this. It means you are putting the knowledge into your spirit. It is not head knowledge that we're talking about knowledge that goes into your spirit, and that is where you see the effect. You are so blessed. Please come back for more and share the link with somebody. Bye.